Alright, time for another draftphysics.com. Debatephysics.com. But again, no back and forth style debate. Okay, it's just arrogant pontification against arrogant pontification. There's absolutely no responses to any points made, nothing sticking to the subject, just ridicule and name calling. And that's it. So it's, so we can't really call it debate. It's not a very good trial. Kangaroo court and all of that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, physics or science is a little bit lame in terms of dealing with subjects and facts and all of that crap. So this is example 4 in a series of videos attempting to explain something that just should be obvious, and I think it is. I think most people, all right, we'll deal with this little scenario first. Let's say you had a football team, and you were going to decide, okay, what you want on your line to do the most work. Now, the kinetic energy theory, okay, let's put it over here just for the hell of it. All right. States has certain implications. Now, they say that's the truth. They don't think this is right. MV, okay, force, energy, power equals this MV thing. They think this is how it works. So physics says, okay, that 100-pound guy going twice the velocity, okay, equals 4 100 guys, okay, 100-pound guys going one-half that velocity, one velocity. So 5 miles an hour, you could say, and 10 miles an hour. Now, realistically, if you were betting on it, if you bought yourself a billion-dollar football team, would you really think that works and that you're going to, oh, yeah, I'll buy this guy? No. And I'll just ignore that 4 guys going half the speed, somehow that equals each other. So if I just took one of those guys and made him 85 pounds, you would say, oh, I don't want that deal. No. So there's 3 guys plus 1 guy that only weighs 89 pounds. And you would realistically think, oh, no, I'd be a fool to pick those 4 guys. Same price. Paying the same price. I mean, come on. Would you really? This is how you think? You really think that's how it works? All right, so anyway, so I've demonstrated a lever. I've demonstrated it working, oscillating. So the truth is that a twice as heavy thing can be made to weigh the same as something that has half the mass. That you can use a lever to make uneven masses weigh the same. That is, produce the same pressure, pushing pressure. And it's just a fact. So you can put a 2 mass here, okay, and twice as far you can put a 1 mass, and the 2 things will balance perfectly. And if you put energy in to oscillate them, they'll oscillate perfectly, back and forth, and if you can make this a perfect, if you can take all the friction out, it'll oscillate theoretically forever, okay, and it'll do it just fine. So even though they say there's twice as much energy here going up and down, because the velocity is twice, this motion will be twice as big as this motion. All right, so this one is going half the speed that this one will go. Now even so, you really think this one has twice the energy? It's oscillating. The energy is going into gravity and then back out. It only oscillates in gravity. I can't oscillate this if I go somewhere where there's no gravity. Okay, it won't oscillate. Okay, so you'll just spin. Whatever way I put the force in, it'll just spin around and around and around. So, but you really think that? You really think I'm an idiot because I say, no, it doesn't make any sense. This has twice as much energy. It can't possibly oscillate. Can't possibly be any difference. Now, let's say I convert the lever into something simpler, just a wheel turning, a gear. So there could be a gear, big gear here. It's twice the distance of this gear. Now I'm just going to turn it and throw something. The thing's just going to fly off. They weigh exactly the same. So let's understand the 2 mass that's turning in here will feel exactly the same. The weight will be exactly the same. The lever proves that. Again, do you think levers make energy? So again, I've used, you know, I put the 5-ton, 10-ton train example here, you know, that somehow you really think if I put a 5-ton train in, I'll get a 10-ton train out plus enough energy to shoot another 10-ton train. I could actually have two 10-ton trains on this side. Okay, I could have another 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour. So I just put this one in, 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour. I hit this side of the lever, and I can make two 10-ton trains fly off because it has so much energy. And the reverse doesn't work at all. Somehow, if I do it this way, if I put the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour in this side, I have no chance. I can't make this 5-ton train go 10 miles an hour. The whole lever just fails. It fails to move, and I can only get maybe half the velocity. Or, you know, 7%, you know, 1.4. You know, barely come off the lever any faster. It'll only come off 0.4 faster because somehow the 10-ton train doesn't have the energy. It's got half the energy that it requires to do that. So the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour can somehow make two 10-ton trains go 5 miles an hour, but one 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour can't even make one 5-ton train go 10 miles an hour. You really think so? It balances perfectly. Same weight, same pressure required to move it. Come on. So this example is just so obvious, right? I mean, I'm just going to turn this crank and flip these two objects. When I have this one on the outside gear, it weighs exactly the same as this one on the inside gear. So that's, if I'm turning the rod, it'll feel exactly the same. And the two rods will move at exactly the same rate. They'll move, when I do one or do the other, this motion will be exactly the same. These atoms will follow exactly the same path, no matter which one I'm turning. So if I'm flipping this one at twice the speed, or I'm doing this one at half that speed, it'll go exactly in this. Each point of the lever in time will be exactly the same. Exactly the same positions. So it feels exactly the same, it weighs exactly the same, it'll move exactly the same, and yet you're going to say this one has twice the energy. How can you make that make sense? Why do you think you should arrogantly tell me that's the truth when you don't have a single experiment showing it? Now, we do have an experiment. So, yes, Stephen Pedophile Brozo did make a fucking experiment, okay? Really terrible, okay? Dirty, filthy, but, you know, that's how those people are. And he did the experiment, all right? And he came up with a result where, okay, it was only 90%, okay, of twice the velocity. Okay, so, but yes, okay, let's just say his experiment's a little sloppy. And so, yeah, what he basically did was he used the same force, a spring, and he moved the two mass object at half the velocity and the one mass object at twice the velocity. He did the experiment, the same force produced both objects. So first he did it with the two mass on the lever here, and then he did it with the one mass on the lever here. And guess what? He pretty much got exactly what momentum would predict. And there was no sign of this. Doesn't show up at all. Somehow I made something with twice as much energy with the same force. I used the same exact force, and yet I made something with twice as much energy. Now, if you're going to make the argument somehow this one lost a whole bunch of energy, somehow the lever knew that even though it weighs exactly the same, somehow it knew I'm supposed to fail and not get the energy into this one. I mean, not get the energy into the two mass. Completely fail somehow. There's no logic that can defend it. You're clearly producing it. And if I did exactly the opposite, I'd get the same result in the spring. If I drop the one mass from 4 times the height to double its velocity, I'll get the same exact spring compression that created the force that pushed it. And I'll get the same for this one. So if I drop the twice as massive object at half the speed, that is from 1 unit of distance, I'll get exactly the same compression on the spring. So it does work in reverse. Momentum works. Kinetic energy doesn't work. It fails dismally. There's no logic to what you're believing. Levers are conversion devices. They do not create energy. And by your theory, all I have to do is keep putting heavy things on one side of a lever with less force, lift heavy things up and drop them, and have light things on the lever, and I'll just keep making free energy. That's the implication of this nonsense, and it is just nonsense. It's just a piece of fable. It's a story, just like a religious story, just like some sort of savior story or something. The special MV squared is going to show up and save mankind or something. It's just a story. There's absolutely no evidence to support this. And there's plenty of evidence, even from the critics of it, even from the believers. They you know, foolishly show experiments that debunk their own theory. Because it's so hard to fake something to make this rational. This is so irrational. It makes no sense. And I don't know why I have to keep arguing this. I don't know why it's intuitive for you to think 400 pounds, you know, going 5 miles an hour is the same as 100 pounds going 10 miles an hour. Why would I think that's true? Why would I want 400 pounds coming at me at half the speed when I could choose 100 pounds at twice the speed? Because I know that's going to be half this disaster. Yeah, all right. 200 pounds at half the speed, yeah, that's the same thing. It ain't going to make any difference which one hits me. It's going to be the same amount of weight, okay? But 400, I know that's the one I want to avoid. If I was a quarterback, I don't want the 400 pounds coming at me at half the speed. I want the 100 pounds at twice the speed. No doubt about it. Enough of the video. Okay, yeah. So that's the lever argument in brief. All I can do is shake my head and say, you people are claiming to be logical and you're defending a free energy theory. There's no way around it. I just keep dropping heavy things on levers, shooting up light things, and I keep making free energy. There's no way around it. There's no logic to defeat that. That's exactly what your theory implicates. Every time I have two gears that have a different size, I can make free energy by just turning the little gear and having the big gear go twice as fast. Sorry. This is too stupid. You have no evidence. You can't show me any evidence. And yet you believe. And you believe so strongly that you'll insult me and insult my intelligence because I say it doesn't make any sense at all. Okay. Anyway, so this has been a draftphysics.com, debatephysics.com also. But again, see, the form of the debate will not be somebody explaining how a lever works and how it somehow can tell the difference between the one mass twice as far out and the two mass, you know, closer. And how the lever knows they somehow don't weigh exactly the same. Even though they weigh exactly the same on the lever, even though the balance proves they weigh the same, somehow they don't weigh the same. Somehow one of them's harder to move. Why? How would that be possible? If it weighs the same, how could it be harder to move? No answer. There won't be any answer to the question. All right. So, till the next time and such.